This Thursday, seven comics and local media personalities will be poking fun at former Baltimore City Mayor Sheila Dixon. Don't worry, she'll be there. It's at the Comedy Factory downtown, and it will be benefiting the Agape House in Baltimore, which is a place that provides food and clothing and shelter for people in the city. It's one of her favorite charities. And Baltimore's own Toastmaster, Baltimore Sun's Peter Schmuck, will be running the show, and he joins us now. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Mary Beth, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. You know, I have to say, I don't really want to offend anyone, but it seems like there would be a lot of material here.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm out trying to find a size 14 pair of high heels to wear on the stage. It should be a lot of fun, and I don't think it'll get too out of hand. I think the former mayor is a good sport, and she proved that by coming on the Week in Review with Clarence Mitchell and I a few months ago. She is so committed to this charity that she's willing to take some lumps to raise a little money. And I also just think that she wants to get back out there. She knows a lot of these things that we're going to poke fun at her about are out there. And sometimes humor is a good way to kind of diffuse something and make it a little easier to put it behind you. That's just my opinion. She hasn't told me that. But I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I even think she'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, if she's put herself out there to be roasted and toasted, you have to be prepared for almost anything, because I've been to these toasts, and even though I'm sure you'll keep everything calm and running smoothly, I mean, they can get kind of loose, the comedians.
I would say that's a fair assessment, especially with the lineup of comedians that we're going to have. But it just won't be a friar's roast. I mean, you know, we're talking about Baltimore and the former Baltimore mayor, and Ms. Dixon is, like I said, being a very, very good sport to do this for charity. I've been involved in these. Yes, they can get a little racy at times. They're certainly very funny, because there will be
very
a lot of material.
Very funny, yeah.
And she knows there's a lot of material. Sometimes I think it's good, and I really do think it's good sometimes to kind of put a little needle in that balloon, because I think that a lot of times in a situation like the former mayor is in, people kind of tiptoe around her, you know, and this thing's always like the elephant in the room. And I actually think this roast format is kind of a nice way to just kind of throw it all out there.
What size shoe do you wear?
12.
Mallory and I can't help you out. Sorry.
But we'll have fun, and I encourage people to come out and join us, because it's for such a great cause.
All right, Peter Schmuck, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to find out more, you can check out the Comedy Factory's website, and we'll put a link on our website, WBAL.com. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
Happy toasting.